The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dr. Jonathan Copus, CEO of GTEC. GTC is ticker there. Jonathan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, and you've announced a strategic collaboration agreement with Ever Technology, a global geothermal tech company. So before we get into that, Jonathan, for people maybe learning about the story and not familiar with you, just explain what GTEC is about, please.
Yeah, sure. So we are a geoenergy and green hydrogen company, and we're using our world-leading geoscience data and our spatial analytics to help companies and governments to define and de-risk and accelerate their decarbonisation plans. And the way we're doing that is by using, you know, data and technologies that we as a company built for the petroleum industry, and which we've now repurposed for use in four low carbon sectors. And the first of those is about identifying sites for carbon storage. The second is about searching for new sources of minerals that are critical to global decarbonisation, things like copper and lithium. The third application is identifying the optimal locations for green hydrogen production sites. Mm-hmm. And the fourth one is about identifying the best places to assess how to extract the Earth's inner geothermal heat. And so this offering spans a number of activities that are essential to delivering, you know, an integrated and sustainable and secure transition to a low carbon future economy. And through this work, you know, we're growing our revenues. Our order book is at a record high. And we're also securing important partnerships, strategic partnerships, like the one that you mentioned, the one we're talking about today with Ever. And these will help us advance and accelerate our growth. But the partnerships also, they add another layer to our value proposition because they create opportunities to extend our shareholders' exposure to the transformation potential of participating and de-risking and the advancement of asset developments as well. And so taken together, we think it's a really exciting set of opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, take us through this agreement with Ever. You know, how did you get to know them, and what does it mean for GTEC?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a really exciting step for both, you know, GTEC and Ever. It's an agreement that focuses on our geothermal operations. And what we've agreed to do is we're going to combine our technologies, which are each, you know, world-leading and complementary. And we're going to use them to locate and de-risk a Latin American geothermal asset portfolio. So on our side, you know, GTEC, we're going to deploy our industry-leading geoscience, gravity and magnetics database. We'll also be deploying our proprietary HeatSeeker geothermal solution, and also using our asset analytics skills as well. EVA, they bring to the table their revolutionary Everloop geothermal energy production system. And alongside this, they also have a lot of expertise in identifying and qualifying the best locations for geothermal energy production. So in bringing all of this together, our joint goal is going to be to establish a portfolio of development assets, and they will be assets that can provide clean baseload and flexible geothermal energy, and that can be used for heating and cooling and the generation of green electricity. And in doing all of this, you know, what we're doing is we'll be creating asset value. But as importantly, we'll also be creating a lot of commercial optionality. And what I mean by that is that, you know, GTEC and Ever, in building this portfolio of assets, you know, we'll be able to realize the value at different stages, you know, perhaps from the asset portfolio pre-development through sale to a third party or a farm down to a partner. Or even we could proceed as development investors into a broader partnership. But really, it's about building value and maintaining as much commercial optionality around these assets for as long as possible. Mm. I think it's also interesting to think about what the path to this agreement is. So, I mean, you asked about, you know, well, what brought us together? Well, you know, EVA is a customer of GTEC's data and services, and it's through that work that we've generated revenue. We've also, of course, demonstrated our geothermal expertise, and we've built mutual trust. And in doing that, that gateway to this relationship through our data and services, that's now translated into an asset-based partnership. And that partnership is much broader and more strategic and more valuable for both parties and also, of course, our investors as well.
Yeah. And just, you know, explain a bit about, you know, the potential of geothermal in South America, if you could, Jonathan.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, we've chosen Latin America because it's a region with strong heat flow potential. It's also got a rapidly growing, you know, demand for green energy as well. And to put that demand potential into figures, the Inter-American Development Bank has estimated that the geothermal potential in the region is somewhere between, you know, 55 and 70 gigawatts. And most of that potential remains unharnessed. And so, you know, by bringing our respective technologies to this market, we believe that GTEC and EVER together can help, you know, many countries and many companies in the region be much more aggressive, you know, in a shorter time frame in terms of delivering their own energy transition plans. And that creates a great, you know, environment for building this asset portfolio and creating value.
Yeah. And is this a sort of one-off, or would you like to see more kind of partnerships like this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I expect more partnerships to follow. You know, our focus as a business is to apply our geoscience data and our spatial analytics, you know, to locate and de-risk, you know, geoenergy and green hydrogen projects. And partnerships like the one we're talking about today, you know, they enhance our locate offering, but they also create opportunities to extend our shareholders' exposure, you know, to the transformational potential of asset participation. So we see partnerships as a really important component of delivering our business model and achieving our mission, you know, and that mission is to accelerate the energy transition.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of investment going into that, huge amount. So, okay, well, Jonathan, if you could then, three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add GTEC to their watch list, please.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, I think first one is, you know, the global energy transition is, you know, offers a wealth of new business opportunities. And these are reliant on the delivery of a diverse range of low carbon solutions. And, you know, these solutions are often local in nature, and the success of their deployment requires technical and spatial and economic, you know, analysis of the energy sources, the customer needs and the infrastructure, you know, options. And our industry leading geoscience data and our unique geospatial software products, all of which are, you know, in-house GTEC IP, I mean, we're very well positioned to address these diverse requirements. So, you know, our offering is absolutely, you know, aligned for what these markets need to decarbonize. Just kind of second point, you know, we have a unique industry position. You know, we're involved across multiple energy sectors, and that means that as a company, we can, you know, collaborate with you know, companies and governments, you know, at each step of their energy transition journey. And what that means is we can bring to our customers, you know, diversified but integrated low carbon solutions. And, you know, this again, you know, provides a really rich suite of commercial opportunities through which we can, you know, create shareholder value. And, you know, the last point I would make is that, you know, in 2022, you know, we were successful in, you know, growing our order book, in diversifying our activities across these new sectors, but also across a range of new customers. And in 2023, you know, I see us as being very well positioned to drive growth through, you know, what you said, your opening question here, you know, this global acceleration in energy investment. And, you know, in turn, you know, I expect that to translate to, you know, new contracts and, you know, the continued delivery of our order book momentum, and also, you know, new partnerships. And these are offering, you know, value upside and optionality for our shareholders as well. So across those three points, you know, I think it's, you know, it's a really exciting time, you know, to be part of the GTEC journey.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Jonathan, good to chat to you, and like I say, lots going on, so hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.